This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So how many of you guys have a condition and your doctor tells you to watch what you eat, quit drinking less, exercise more, and then you go back into the doctor and you do your blood work, you get your blood pressure checked or whatever, and they go, well, you're not following the diet or you're not doing what I told you. And you're like, yeah, I am, okay? I am. I can prove it to you. You know, come live with me for a week or two. Ask the wife. I'm busting it out, I'm exercising, I'm watching what I eat. And the doctors don't believe you. We never believe you. You know, we learn in medical school that patients lie, and they do. I mean, I've had patients lie and, you know, give me the biggest bunch of bull crap, but I've also had patients that were really honest and say, look, I swear to God, I am doing exactly what you told me. And so I pretty soon learned in my practice that there was a new type of diabetes, where there were these diabetics that didn't have type 1 diabetes as a kid, where their pancreas just starts to fail and not produce enough insulin and they need insulin right away. They weren't that set of diabetics because they made it throughout childhood without being a diabetic. And they got into adulthood, you know, but they weren't necessarily the typical type 2 diabetics where they're 40 or 50 years old and they're overweight and they eat like crap. And I've had some people, cops, firefighters, really athletic, toned, you know, very healthy individuals having some of the crappiest blood sugars. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute, this isn't you. This isn't you. And so I think there's a new type of diabetes. So years ago, I called it type 3. And I couldn't call it type 3 anymore because a study came out a couple years ago saying there is such a thing called a type 3C diabetes. It's where if you have chronic pancreatitis or pancreas issues, the insulin doesn't seem to work as well. Maybe a virus affected the pancreas. We don't know. So a type 3C came out where it wasn't type 1, it wasn't type 2, but these people needed insulin because their pancreas wasn't doing what it's supposed to. And I was like, well, damn, you know, I should have labeled it. I should have come up with a study, you know. But that really wasn't the diabetes I discovered. The diabetes I discovered, which I'll never get credit for, and that's okay. It's not about getting credit. Just about, you know, laying claim to what you knew. I knew it. Was this diabetes that they now call type 1.5. Which I don't think anybody's going to want to be called a type 1.5 diabetic. In fact, it really messes things up because when we write about diabetes, we say you're type 1 or type 2, and we use Roman numerals. So if we're using Roman numerals, I don't know how you do 1.5 in Roman numerals. Have we figured that out yet? Yeah, do we know how to do like a 1.5? I don't think we do. I don't know. So now we have to go back to using the regular numbers. I don't know what those are called, binary. So it really messes things up. But now they've turned this, they've coined this term, which actually has been around for decades. It just now it's going to start getting popular where we get to, you know, talk about it. It's called latent autoimmune diabetes in adults, where you have more of a type 1 process, but it doesn't hit you as a kid. It hits you as an adult. And when your diet isn't working and when your exercise isn't working, you need insulin. Now, the reason why this made news is because they said 10% of the diabetic population has this, and they're getting yelled at by the doctor for not following directions, and doctors are threatening to discharge them, and these patients are made to feel like crap, and it's our fault. It's our fault. We aren't diagnosing you right. Okay? We need to institute insulin earlier. But see, it's really interesting, because when I was in medical school, there was kind of this anti-insulin sort of sort of landscape, because, you know, insulin can make you gain weight. Insulin is very, you know, is very high maintenance. You have to have it, refrigerated. You need to really calculate it well. You have to be careful of hypoglycemic episodes. So once all these oral hypoglycemic agents and medications to help decrease insulin resistance and increase sensitivity came out, we just jumped on all of those because they were lower maintenance, less side effects apparently, and it just seemed to be a more easier way to manage diabetes. But the problem is you got to call it when you call it. If somebody needs insulin, they need insulin. You cannot replicate nature by pills. And if a human being needs insulin to help bring that sugar from the bloodstream into the cell, like we talked about, I kind of look at the body as like an office. You know, we got the waiting room, which is the mouth. You got the hallway, which is your bloodstream. And then you got the rooms along the hallway or along the bloodstream, which are the cells. And insulin's job is the key to the door that has to get the sugar from the hallway into the room or from the bloodstream into the cell. There's pills that may lower blood sugar, that may stimulate the pancreas to shoot out more insulin, may help open that door a little easier and not, you know, push against the door, which is insulin resistance. But if you need insulin, you need insulin. So this type 1.5 diabetes needs to be identified, or a type 3C diabetes, in those where they did what they should and it's not enough. And you could even do a blood test to see if you kind of have enough insulin or if there are, insulin-fighting antibodies and things like that. I mean, there's a way to tell if somebody needs insulin. And so we might need to have to go back more old school where we give people insulin, but people don't like shots. People don't like to, have to check their blood sugar. It's high maintenance. And, you know, we want to fix our problem lickety-split. So just to quickly review with diabetes, your type 1 diabetics, usually we see in the pediatric population, their insulin, they don't make enough insulin or their pancreas isn't working like it should. And so they don't have enough insulin and getting the sugar into the cells. They start losing weight because they're not getting fed. The sugar stays into the bloodstream and we need to give them insulin. Type 2 diabetics happen when we're older with genetics. Maybe we gain weight and we have fat pushing against, you know, the cells, insulin resistance. A whole variety of other mechanisms are in play, and there are oral medications that help with that, but sometimes we need insulin. Then you have the type 3C or the type 1.5, where if the oral medications don't work and diet doesn't work, putting less sugar down the pike, you got to go on some insulin. And, I've explained diabetes and talked about the ramifications of it, but get your blood sugar checked, get it fasting. You can also get it non-fasting. If it's over 200, that's a problem. But, you know, get a fasting blood sugar and know where your sugar's at, because having diabetes puts you behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease, stroke, blindness, kidney disease, infection, a whole variety of things. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Nocitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us woke up to the horrifying news of 9 U.S. citizens, including, I believe, 6 children, killed brutally in Mexico as they were on their way to a wedding anniversary. They live in the Mexican border state of Sonora, and they were killed in a shooting attack yesterday. Renita Maria LeBaron died along with her 6-month-old twins and her 2 other children, aged 10 and 12. Christina Langford Johnson, Donna Langford, and 2 of Donna's children, age 11 and 3, were also killed. The victims belong to the LeBaron family. They say that's a breakaway Mormon community that settled in the hills of northern Mexico decades ago. And the family members were traveling in 3 cars, according to Daily Mail, from the community. And one mother was heading to Phoenix, while the other 2 mothers were driving to Chihuahua for a wedding on Friday. Family members say that one of the mothers had broken down after getting a flat tire. Mexico's top security official, Alfonso Durazo, said on Tuesday cartel gunmen may have mistaken the group's large SUVs for rival gangs. I don't buy that because I'm hearing stories of one of the kids running from the car and them shooting the kid down. Nine of the family members were slaughtered in the massacre. One child is still missing. Six children were wounded in the attack. Five have been transferred to hospitals in Phoenix, Arizona. Relatives say one boy managed to hide his wounded siblings, some less than a year old, in bushes before he ran back to the community to get help after his mother was gunned down. One of the mothers who was killed managed to save her 7-month-old baby life by throwing the infant to the floor of the SUV as bullets tore through the vehicle. I can't even imagine going through that and you know, trying to save your kids with massive gunfire, and I couldn't even imagine. Just so heartbreaking. But they think it was a flat tire that might have done it. Now, President Donald Trump has vowed revenge, says he has waged war on the monsters responsible. The mothers were driving in separate vehicles with their children from the Lemora religious community where they live. It's apparently a decades-old settlement in Sonora State, founded as part of an offshoot of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. One of the SUVs is believed to have suffered a flat tire on the dirt road prior to the massacre. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he would discuss security on Tuesday with the U.S. after Trump fired off a series of tweets. Trump tweeted, "This is the time for Mexico, with the help of the United States, to wage war on the drug cartels and wipe them off the face of the earth." Obrador refused that approach, however, saying the worst thing you could have is war. Okay, I don't know where you guys stand on that, but you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. You know, I mean, I don't blame Trump for being mad, and, you know, I get it. We don't want to have a war with drug cartels, but this is an act of war. They attacked innocent families, women and children, that were no threat. This is beyond war. All right? This is terrorism. And we don't take the terrorism very easily and very lightly. Several LeBaron family members, many of whom live in Utah, took to social media, they said, following the massacre and described horrific scenes. They said gunmen opened fire on one child running away, while others were burned to death inside a car that was torched. Other young children were able to manage to escape and hide by the roadside. One mom put her hands up to surrender, but they still shot her. Some feared that some of the victims might have been raped. One family member was described how a boy managed to hide his siblings. We talked about that. Relatives said that the car broke down after she blew a tire. She returned to their community to get another car and set off again shortly before the other two mothers left. Gunmen opened fire towards her vehicle, causing the gas tank to explode. And then she was killed with her twin 6-month-old babies, Titus and Tiana, and her 10-year-old daughter, Crystal, and 12-year-old son, Howard. I've been to Mexico. Mexico is an exquisite country. People always say, why are you going to Mexico? Why do people go there? I mean, it's huge, and the topography is amazing. I mean, if you've ever been to Cabo, if you've ever been to Puerto Vallarta, I mean, it has been a mecca. For vacationers in the Southwest United States. Southwest United States goes there. You know, I was talking to my friend in Arizona. You know, I told her, you know, one thing I prefer about living in Vegas and Phoenix is because I'm so much closer to the beach in California. And she's like, well, we just go to Rocky Point. And Rocky Point, again in Mexico, gorgeous, closer to Phoenix than L.A. is to where I live. And it's just, I mean, you know, Mexico is just where you go to vacation. It is just It's beautiful. The east, the west side, we actually had our honeymoon in Cancun. And unfortunately, because of stories like this, it taints a country that shouldn't. You know, here we are in America saying, well, you can't let one bad deed or one, you know, bad person taint a, you know, a demographic or anything like that, you know, or taint a country. Or taint, you know, and, you know, having German family and, you know, being a German Jew, you know, I can't stand it when people don't delineate Nazi from Germany. You know, I mean, the Germans are good people. Germany's a beautiful country. It was the Nazis that did bad. But because it was Nazi Germany and the Nazis controlled Germany at the time, people are anti-German. People have been anti-German for years. But, you know, being a German Jew, you know, like, it's not Germany. It was the Nazis. You know, and same thing. You know, this isn't Mexicans. These are cartels. These are very bad people within the cartel that are doing this. Now, I still have traveled to Mexico despite my friend being killed. I told you guys about this years ago when I only had one of my children at the time. My friend Roberta said, let's go down. Let's go, you know, come with us. We're taking a Carnival cruise to Cabo. You know, I'm going with my husband. She said her husband, Jose, and her son. And she goes, come with me. And I'm like, you know, I got the baby. I got my husband. And she's like, come with me. You could use a break. And I really thought seriously of it. And I didn't, you know, because I was a workaholic and I didn't want to leave the baby, you know. And so I didn't go with her. Well, she never came back. While her husband and her son took a nap when they were anchored in Cabo, she went out to go shopping. And if you've ever been to Cabo, it's very, you know, Americanized, and there's a lot of shops, and it looks as safe and fun as could be. And she was abducted and killed. Nobody ever found her. You know, FBI looked for her for years, and, you know, they thought, well, maybe she, you know, fell off the boat. No, she didn't. She went off shopping and never came back. And I feel bad because I feel like if I went with her, maybe it wouldn't have happened. But then also, my husband said if you went with her, you could have been abducted and killed too. And that's Cabo. You know how many times we've been to Cabo? It's Cabo for crying out loud. So, unfortunately, you know, Mexico has become extremely dangerous. And, you know, I don't want people, like I said, avoiding a country that is so beautiful and with a culture so rich and, you know, people, and, you know, I speak Spanish, and so I couldn't imagine not going there and not being able to appreciate such a beautiful country. But you got some real crazy, sick people there. One of the aunts, Brenda LeBaron, said that Trump tweeted that he needs the call from the president of Mexico and the U.S. will wipe the cartel out of this area. I need help to force the call and not allow the president of Mexico to avoid bringing in the military. If the president of Mexico doesn't make the call, then we all know that he is in with the cartels. So, you know, the family's upset. The community's upset. You have, unfortunately, you know, very, very bad people. Apparently, the LeBaron family, people, I'm getting texted, who are they? The LeBaron family, I guess, is a part, according to Daily Mail, of a Mormon community based in the Mexican border state of Sonora. And they founded the group as part of an offshoot of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They said when the, now this is according to the news, this is according to this out, this news source. They said when the church abandoned the practice of polygamy in the late 1800s, some polygamous Mormons moved to Mexico to set up new colonies. Alma Dayer LeBaron was one of them and set up the community with his family in 1924 after being excommunicated from the church. Alma passed the leadership over to his son Joel. When he died in 51, he subsequently incorporated the community as part of the Salt Lake City Church of the Firstborn. His younger brother, Ervil, was his second in charge at the time. The brothers later fell out over the leadership and then set up another sect in San Diego. And I guess Ervil had about 13 wives, Joel, and there's actually more story to this. But unfortunately, their family has met with murder and, you know, horrible things happen to them as well. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump claims a federal whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal is nowhere to be found.
I call him the fake whistleblower. He gave a fake report of my phone call. And when I did it, all of a sudden, when I released that call, all of a sudden everybody disappeared. The whistleblower disappeared. Whatever happened to the second whistleblower?
Talking with reporters at the White House, the president says the name of the anonymous whistleblower should be revealed. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is visiting with foreign leaders in Germany to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall.
So, here we are on this three-decade anniversary, celebrating a monumental victory for mankind's natural longing for freedom.
Pompeo also visited the new synagogue, the most important Jewish church in the capital of Germany. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCADALI. Did you guys watch the Giants Cowboys game yesterday? Okay, fantastic job by the Cowboys. But what was the highlight of the game was a black cat that ran across the field. Now, for those of us who know kitty cats, the cat was scared. And the cat looked like he was in some major, major distress. But it didn't look like a sickly cat. Looked like a cat that, you know, was fed pretty well. And, you know, had a kind of a, you know, a little bit of plump to it. But there was a black cat that caused a delay in Monday night's game. And people were taking pictures, and everybody was kind of cheering when, honestly, the stadium needed to get quiet because that cat was freaked out. And so the cat, all of a sudden during one of the plays, Giants were ahead, Cowboys were behind. So the sportscaster goes, says, well, you know, this is an omen for the Cowboys. And I'm like, why is he saying that? First of all, I have two black cats, all black, two black cats. And I thank God, knock on wood, feel as blessed as can be. Love the two cats. But if you were going to claim that that superstition means something, it would mean that whoever owns the stadium or whoever's home that is would have the bad luck. So when the sportscaster said that the black cat running around is an omen for the Cowboys, I'm like, actually, that's an omen for the Giants. And the Giants end up losing. Bad. And we Cowboy fans covered this one because covered the spread. So, but this cat, apparently from what we understand, is still on the loose. Cat was running around. I mean, probably ran about 40 yards, was it? I don't know. And got made into the red zone. Made it actually into the end zone as well. And, you know, you could see people kind of bend down to kind of get it. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. You see people try to converge on the cat to get the cat. They have no idea how to get the cat. Basically, what you need to do is you need to get a couple brooms, right? Kind of using as a, you know, have a couple brooms kind of as a boundary and cause like a wall or a boundary, and then the cat goes to the other one. You don't hit the cat with the broom. You don't sweep the cat up. But, you know, trying to go here, kitty, 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 didn't work. And then somebody points, and the cat looks like he runs out of the stadium, but he didn't. So, from what we understand, the cat is apparently still on the loose. Jerry Jones said, I haven't seen one glare at me that far away. I know he was looking at me the whole time he was out there, but things did kind of change when the black cat came out. So the cat was on the far side of the field. There was a two-minute delay. Security and police, apparently New Jersey State Troopers were there also. Cat meandered near the south end zone. And then finally the cat was able to leave. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott said, I was just wondering who was going to catch that thing. I'm not superstitious, but I wasn't getting near it. Thankfully, we got that thing out of the stadium and was able to get back to the game. Ezekiel Elliott wasn't going to go near the cat. He says, I'm allergic to cats. So, you know, it's interesting. People have an aversion towards cats, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? You know, it's not a thing. It's a cat. And I'm a huge fan of Dak Prescott, by the way. But I'm like, it's not a thing. It's a kitty cat. It's a... But people are scared of cats. Cats claw at you. They go pee-pee house, like my cat. I went into the decorations, you know, for Christmas and Hanukkah, and I smell pee-pee, which means the cat peed on the Christmas decorations. What the hell? And then, you know, they got the claws, and you got the allergies. So Giants quarterback said, I didn't know exactly what was going on at first, but yeah, you don't see that every week. So that cat was very memorable and actually ran pretty good. So we'll see what happened, but a lot of fun with that one. Apparently, this is the first time we saw a black cat come into a stadium. Apparently, September 9th, 1969, a black cat stared down the Chicago Cubs at Chase Stadium, and then the Mets overtook them and won the World Series. So they think the black cat did that. Interesting. So they, Prescott said things weren't going good up to that point, so it could only get better from there. I thought about it. I guess we'll start rolling now. That the black cat's bad for the Giants. Who knows? Fun. First time, I guess, I've seen an animal run on the field. So yeah, what are you going to do? Don't be asking athletes what they think about animals on the field, okay? They really don't care. But I thought it was pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Not so cool. They say toddlers looking at screens and phones and iPads more than an hour a day are hurting their brains. A new study says screen time used by infants, toddlers, and preschoolers has exploded over the last decade, and it's concerning experts about the impact of television, tablets, smartphones in these critical years of rapid brain development. They say a new study scanned the brains of children 3 to 5 years old and found those who use screens more than the recommended 1 hour a day without parental involvement had lower levels of development in their white matter in the brain. Now, you need the white matter because that helps you with your language, literacy, cognitive skills, as well as a whole variety of things. So according to Dr. John Hutton, a pediatrician and clinical researcher at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, they said this is the first study to document associations between higher screen use and lower measures of brain structure and skills in preschool-age kids. The study was published Monday in the journal JAMA Pediatrics. They said this is important because the brain is developing the most rapidly in the first 5 years. That's when brains are very plastic, soaking up everything, forming these strong connections that last for life. So They say studies have shown excessive TV viewing is linked to the inability of children to pay attention and think clearly, increasing poor eating habits, behavioral problems. You know, so the kids growing up in the 80s and 90s had a lot of issues with TV and Baby Einstein and watching, you know, videos. And parents did it. I took care of my baby brother, you know, when my parents were working in the 80s. And, I mean, I was busy. I had to do homework, so throw them in front of the TV. I mean, that's what we did. We threw them in front of the TV. We'd still play with them and do stuff with them, but you needed a break. So they said that associations between screen time have shown language delay, poor sleep, impaired executive function, and decrease in parent-child engagement. They say it's known that kids that use more screen time tend to grow up in families that use more screen time. Kids who report 5 hours of screen time could have parents who use 10 hours of screen time. They say, in addition, these screens, kids take them to bed. So they take them to bed, they take them to the car, they take them to the playground. And we're talking about young kids. You know, I would take care of patients, and the kid would grab mom's phone and be looking at mom's phone. And you're like, wow, how is a kid finding that interesting? How is the kid finding that, you know, a bug flying around? I mean, look at your cats. You know, when you want to look at what your kids are supposed to do, look at your cats. Okay, I try to have my cat watch the TV. I go, you see that? Look at that kitty cat. You know, the meow, 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 meow commercials. I'm like, look at the kitty cat. You see what the kitty cat does? The kitty cat doesn't go pee-pee all over the place. The kitty cat listens to their mommy. You see that? And the cat doesn't want to look at the screen. When I'm seeing patients with telemedicine and the cat comes by, I go, this is my nurse, Shaky Boo. I'm about to fire Shaky Boo because, you know, he just went pee-pee house. Shake hates looking at the screen. But if there's a butterfly, if there's a lizard, if there's a spider, they are all over that. They think it's cool. Well, that's what kids used to be. Kids used to think that stuff was cool. Instead, kids now, we have trained them to look at TVs and screens and think that that's cool. So when you go, let's look at the bug, or let's go hiking, or let's go outside, they don't want to. Kids are like little cubs, little puppies. Puppies love to go outside. Puppies love to roll around in the grass. I remember as kids with my brother and stuff and my sister, if there was a hill, and, you know, mind you, in Arizona and California, we had grass, but it was still kind of rocky. Arizona, there was cacti. But if there was ever a place with grass, we wanted to roll down the hill. We were just in Arizona, and we stayed at this hotel, and there was a big hill with grass. And I told my son, I go, you want to roll down, you know, and he's 17. I go, you want to roll down the hill. And he did. It was just, there's something about rolling down in grass that just is, to me, cool. That's what kids used to do. And they don't do that anymore. So the fact that this study used MRIs and they actually found the brains different, we really got to get them off screen time. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So climate change and global warming is a definite hot topic. And there's been a lot of debate, and many people that are kind of middle of the road have asked me, we've had tons of discussions of this in various settings, why aren't more conservatives on board with this? It's getting hotter. There are climate changes. There's you see the Southwest drying up. You know, why aren't conservatives more, you know, why aren't they kind of, you know, just looking around and admitting that we have global warming? Well, because, again, not a lot of people are convinced that it's necessarily global warming. You know, there's a huge cold front hitting the east. We just had one of the colder Octobers we've had in decades in Las Vegas, and so even though I believe we have climate change, but climate always changes. And the reason why I, as a physician with all my science and my biology background and ecology background and chemistry background and all of that, the reason why I hesitate on jumping on the bandwagon is because of headlines like this one. Scientists call for population control as they declare worldwide climate emergency and claim failure to act will lead to untold human suffering. This comes from Daily Mail, and apparently they are reporting that thousands of the world's greatest scientists have joined together to declare that there will be untold human suffering unless we do deep and lasting shifts in human activities. They say an alliance of more than 11,000 scientists signed the paper, which declared the climate emergency before providing a set of effective actions humans can take, which we'll talk about. They say to limit the damage caused by humans' greenhouse gas emissions, the paper calls for more control over the massively booming global population, currently increasing by over 200,000 people a day. Now, I'm a little nervous about anybody discussing population control, having lost a good part of my family when the Nazis did their form of population control. And I understand we're not going to see Nazi Germany yet, or hopefully a resurgence ever. But, okay, whoa. Prove to me that it's really us humans, you know, causing all the changes with climate, especially, by the way, when we're talking about population. We have more people on birth control and more people having abortions than we ever had. I mean, the olden days, we didn't have birth control. And people would have multiple kids. I mean, me, I only had two kids. I didn't have six kids. You know, the average family would have 4 to 6 kids. And a lot of people now only have 1 or 2. So, you know, we're using birth control. We're doing sterilization techniques. We're doing hysterectomies. We're, you know, performing hundreds of thousands of abortions a year, if not millions worldwide. And we're having a booming population. I find that odd. But I get the more people you have, the more people can have babies. So, not that I want to see all those abortions. I would rather see a more preventative approach to pregnancy than, you know, getting pregnant and then terminating it. But Professor Ripple said, despite 40 years of major global negotiations, we have continued to conduct business as usual and have failed to address this crisis. Climate change has arrived and is accelerating faster than many scientists expected. The paper pointed to 6 areas in which humanity should take immediate steps to slow down the effects of a warming planet. Okay, I really don't get how a veggie burger is going to do that. They want to eliminate subsidies to fossil fuel companies and impose carbon fees that are high enough to restrain the use of fossil fuels. They also want to call for the reduction of short-lived pollutants like methane, soot, hydrofluorocarbons to be drastically cut, saying calculating that the reduction could see the short-term warming trend cut 50%. They also suggest ecosystems like forests, grasslands, mangroves are protected in order for them to reach ecological potential and act as carbon dioxide converters. Okay, I am for saving the trees, I have to admit, because trees clean the air and provide oxygen. So I am a big fan of keeping our forests. However, look at what happened in California. From what we're being told, all the rules and regulations and tight controls and restrictions that the power company had forced trees to be in the same vicinity as the power lines, and then they caught on fire, as opposed to clearing the area. And now we have acres of trees gone, when maybe a little better planning could have prevented that. Humans are encouraged to adopt a diet with fewer animal products by the researchers. Now, as a doctor, yes, we do eat too much meat. We really do. We're not supposed to be eating salami and corned beef and bacon and sausage to the degrees that we're doing. You know, and so we should be eating more plants and nuts. That's what our bodies were designed to eat, with some meat. I get that. Do I really think that's going to change the planet? I don't. But they say the dietary shift would significantly reduce emissions of methane and other greenhouse gases and free up agricultural lands for growing human food rather than livestock feed. Reducing food waste is also critical. Scientists say at least one-third of all food produced ends up as garbage, meaning unnecessary emissions were created in producing it. Scientists also want a carbon-free economy, shifting goals away from the growth of gross domestic product and the pursuit of extreme wealth. Okay, so what? Well, they want us to become communist? They want humans to realize their dependence on the biosphere and put that first, curbing the exploitations of ecosystems. And finally, the paper states that the growing rate of human population needs to slow in order to sustain an ecologically sound world. They add that population control would have to be approached with methods that ensured social and economic justice. What do they mean? Sterilizing people? So this paper was published in Bioscience and held more than 11,000 scientists' signatures from 153 countries. So, shifting our diet, stabilizing global human population. Again, I'm a little nervous about that. I mean, the population is increasing. We have more women in the workforce having less babies. But we do have a lot of other countries that are that don't seem to have the same access to birth control as we do. We also have more of a need for food. People want meat, you know, vegetables. You need farmland. You need, you know, I mean, you know, the fires hurt farmland just like they, you know, hurt products that affect animal feed. And so, you know, I think the problem is just a little bit more complex. And mind you, you know, I worked for the EPA when I was in college. I do love the environment. I do want our earth to be safe. You know, I want to protect our earth. I don't think we should litter. You know, I don't think we should, you know, blow emissions into the air to the degree that we do. And so I love the idea of us researching that. But starting to, you know, push towards communism or push towards, you know, limiting families to the amount of kids they can have starts to make me a little nervous until I see proof that these babies are, quote unquote, ruining the world. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.